The men's pocket square, folding, fluting, and finesse. The art of the dress handkerchief doesn't end with selecting color, pattern, and fabric. Equally important is the way in which the pocket square is worn. A quality pocket square can appear unbecoming if it is improperly handled and haphazardly stuffed into the pocket. That isn't to say that the handkerchief must appear excessively arranged. Many of the finest pocket square examples have a casual, fluff-like appearance. All well-worn pocket squares, however, have one thing in common. The wearer knew what he wanted, arranged the handkerchief so, and when worn in a subtle display of his fashion prowess. All well-worn pocket handkerchiefs, however, have one thing in common. The wearer knew what he wanted and arranged the handkerchief so that he got what he wanted. Dress handkerchiefs can be arranged in an infinite variety of ways, but for simplicity's sake, I'm only going to cover three basic folds. So let's talk about them. First off, the square fold. The square fold, or pocket fold, sometimes called the presidential, the TV fold, is the simplest and probably, I would say, most understated of the folds. In modern times, it's also one of the least often seen. I think it is a great fold, one that most men, if they're just starting off, should go with because it's very subtle and it does take a little bit of effort actually because you've got to fold it and make sure it's going to fit right there into the pocket. But overall, it's a great one to start with. Now, the precise length and width is going to depend on the pocket in question, as well as your preference. But generally speaking, the area of it should be about 5 to 6 inches long and 3 to 3.5 inches wide. It depends also on the size of the handkerchief that you're going to be folding. I like to use a solid white or another solid color variation that some way matches something on either the jacket or the shirt or even the tie that you'll be wearing. You can starch it as well, give it a crisper look. Although if it's made of silk, you're not going to need to starch that and just fold it and it should look fine. So to create a pocket square fold, one starts with a handkerchief completely unfolded on a flat surface. Begin by folding it in half so that it's now the same width but half the length. So be sure to crease the edges and then fold again. So now you've folded it basically into, it looks like a smaller square that is now 1/4 the original. Now we're going to start arranging it so that we get closer to that 3.5 by 5 to 6 inch in length. And this is where you can go ahead and you're going to have to eye it. And you may have to actually go in and refold in an area if you're using a pocket square that's excessively large, or perhaps take a step back if it was excessively small. But overall, pretty much an easy one to go for. And the great part about this one is it does a great job of staying in place. The flute or puff fold. The next style is the flute, sometimes called the balloon or puff fold. This style is quite possibly the easiest one to create, but the hardest to perfect. With the handkerchief open and on a flat surface, pinch it from the middle and lift it up. Then with the other hand, create a ring with the thumb and index finger around the top of the handkerchief, right below the pinch, and pull downwards, forming a column or a flute. Fold so that about half of the fabric is on the flute end, half on the point end, and tuck into the pocket so that about 1 to 1.5 inches remains visible. And this is to taste. And that's probably why this is one of the hardest ones, because you're going to find that you're going to have to probably do it again and again and again to get it where you like the look. And the worst thing about this fold is that it will occasionally work its way out and become a little bit crazier than looks a little bit wilder by the end of the night. So be careful about that. But at the end of the day, once you get this down, you'll be able to, next time, you're in the bathroom or taking a break, you can just pull that thing out and quickly refold it. The pointed fold. The final style, the points, is the opposite of the flute and is created exactly, well, close to being the same way. You'll want to definitely look at the pictures on this one because there are a few subtle things. And the number of points that can vary. In this variation, we're going to be talking about showing 2 points, but you can set it so that you can show 1 point, you can show 3 points, you can show 4 points. So to create a 2-point pointed fold, you're going to take the handkerchief and fold it in half and then fold it in half again. So we are back to the square, which is 1/4 the size of the original. Now at one of the points, the one facing up, we're going to separate the points just a bit. So we've slightly moved it over. Now on to the right, left, and bottom points, we're going to be folding those in. So what we've almost created is the look of a letter. Again, fall back to the images in the article. That'll help you a lot. And at this point, you can tuck it right in to your breast pocket. At the end of the day, doesn't really matter which one you choose. Any of these are going to draw a little bit of, I think, positive attention to the wearer and just show that he pays attention to the details. So whether you go with a subtle fold or whether you go with one that says, hey, look at me, at the end of the day, wear it with confidence, you're going to look great. This summarizes our article on how to fold a pocket square.